How the Giraffe Got Its Long Neck. By Richard William Nelson. Africa's majestically bizarre leaf-eating giraffe once served as an elite status symbol. Even from early civilizations, images of the giraffe are etched and sketched into rock all over Africa. Puzzling over how the giraffe got its long neck and gentle behavior, the giraffe was the prize of kings. In 46 BC, Julius Caesar brought the first giraffe into Europe. Seeming to blend the characteristics of the camel and leopard, the Romans named the giraffe a came leopard. Caesar presented giraffes to lions in Roman arenas to shred and shock audiences. The first captured African giraffe arrived in China in 1414. To the Chinese Emperor Zhu Di of the Ming Dynasty, the giraffe served as a sign of heavenly blessing. Al-Ashraf Kate Bey, the Burji Sultan of Egypt, in 1487, gifted a giraffe to Lorenzo de' Medici of Italy. Charles X, the King of France, was gifted a giraffe by Muhammad Ali of Egypt in 1827. For 18 years, the king proudly showed the giraffe to his guests. The giraffe captured the mysterious ways of nature. For Charles Darwin, however, the giraffe seemed to capture the essence of evolution. The giraffe, by its lofty stature, much elongated neck, four legs, head, and tongue, has its whole frame beautifully adapted for browsing on the higher branches of trees. Darwin's story of how the giraffe got its long neck is one of the most popular and widely told stories used to explain evolution. Reaching higher. By slight, successive changes, Darwin argued in The Origin of Species, the elongated neck gives the giraffe a competitive advantage for the treetop leaves. As Darwin explains, with the giraffe, the continued preservation of the individuals of some extinct high-reaching ruminant, which had the longest necks, legs, and see, and could browse a little above the average height, and the continued destruction of those which could not browse so high, would have sufficed for the production speciation of this remarkable quadruped. Given the giraffe's historical legacy, explaining the evolution of the giraffe was essential. However, Darwin never observed giraffes in their native habitats. There is no record of any giraffe observations in his field notebooks while on the HMS Beagle, and Darwin never traveled beyond the shores of Britain, again. Darwin essentially plagiarized the work of Jean-Baptiste Lamarck, a French biologist, to explain how the giraffe got its long neck, with a different twist. In 1809, Lamarck argued for his use and disuse theory presented in Philosophie Zoologique. Over time, Lamarck argued, by straining, use, to reach high branches with leaves, the giraffe eventually developed longer necks and legs. On the University of California, Berkeley, the website entitled Understanding Evolution, the giraffe serves as an example of evolution. The site compares Lamarck's theory to Darwin's theory of natural selection, noting, if a giraffe stretched its neck for leaves, for example, a nervous fluid would flow into its neck and make it longer. Its offspring would inherit the longer neck, and continued stretching would make it longer still over several generations. Meanwhile, organs that organisms stopped using would shrink. UCB's site, however, does not mention what methods of observations and testing Lamarck and Darwin used, because there were none. Neck stretching leaf-eating theory. By the late 20th century, however, evolution scientists began testing Lamarck's and Darwin's theory on how the giraffe got its long neck theory. The availability of leaves in Africa is seasonal. As the heat intensifies in summer, the competition for fewer and fewer leaves escalates from smaller leaf eaters, especially on the lower level leaves, it seemed. Since giraffes can use their competitive neck stretching advantage to reach the leaves growing higher in the trees, they have a survival advantage. But is that true? Lamarck and Darwin used reasoning since neither had observed giraffes in their native environments. Robert E. Simmons of Uppsala University, Sweden, and Lou Skeepers of Ministry of Environment, Namibia, however, found Darwin's and Lamarck's reasoning flawed. In their paper entitled Winning by a Neck, Sexual Selection in the Evolution of Giraffe, notes. W.E. find that during the dry season, when feeding competition should be the most intense, Giraffes generally feed from low shrubs, not tall trees. Each result suggests that long necks did not evolve specifically for feeding at higher levels. We thus find little critical support for the Darwinian feeding competition idea. Their report, published in the American Naturalist, 1996, undermines both Lamarck and Darwin's neck-stretching leaf-eating theory. During the dry season, the giraffes migrate to new areas rather than stretching to reach leaves higher in the trees. According to Simmons, giraffes spend almost all of the dry season feeding on loguia bushes, while only in the wet season do they turn to tall acacia tortillas trees when new leaves are plentiful and no competition is expected. This behavior is contrary to the prediction that giraffes should use their feeding height to advantage at times of food scarcity. Horizontal, not reaching. In the search for how the giraffe got its long neck, Simmons and Skippers unexpectedly observed no neck stretching to reach treetop leaves. Instead, they observed giraffes foraging while postured in the horizontal or bent down position. As explained, females spend over 50% of their time feeding with their necks horizontal, a behavior so common it is used to determine the sex of animals at a distance. Both sexes feed faster and most often with their necks bent. In conclusion, therefore, Simmons and Skippers note that the long necks did not evolve specifically for feeding at higher levels, as once predicted by Lamarck and Darwin. Migration. To test how the giraffe got its long neck, Ivonnik L.E. Pendu, of Universidade Estadual de Santa Cruz, Brazil, and Isabel Ciafalo, of Comunidade de Communes de Trois-Vallées, France, directly observed giraffe movements in their native environments. In their paper entitled Seasonal Movements of Giraffes in Niger, found giraffes to migrate long distances to forage by direct observation during 15 months. Published in the Journal of Tropical Ecology, 1999, Pendu and Ciafalo reported long seasonal distance migrations of up to nearly 200 miles. As they explain, long distance movements of such length have never been reported before. Building on the observations of L.E. Pendu and Ciafalo, German geneticist Wolf Eckehard Lenig of the Max Planck Institute in the book entitled The Evolution of the Long-Necked Giraffe, 2011, examined Lamarck and Darwin's explanation of how the giraffe got its long neck. Concluding, Lenig notes, giraffes do not remain in a defined, narrowly bounded region and stretch their necks ever higher until all the leaves are consumed, but rather often migrate over long distances. The late evolutionist Stephen Jay Gould, of Columbia University, wasted no words of conciliation for the once most popular and widely told stories in the evolution industry. No data from giraffes then in Darwin's time existed to support one theory of causes over another, none exist now. Giraffes provide no established evidence for the mode of evolution of their undeniably useful necks. Darwin's dilemma intensifies. The gaff answer to how the giraffe got its long neck exemplifies what happens when following his doomed advice. Let your theory guide your observations. Genesis. Despite Darwin's disdain in The Origin of Species, followed by more than 150 years of unprecedented scientific efforts in the history of science, the scientific evidence observed in With Advanced Technologies Nature continues to be compatible with the Genesis record, as written by Moses. In the words of Johannes Kepler, German mathematician and astronomer, known for his publications Astronomia Nova, Harmonics Mundi, and Epitome of Copernican Astronomy, the kind creator who brought forth nature out of nothing. Lamarck and Darwin's explanations were philosophical, not scientific, for the neck stretching, leaf eating, prize of kings. Evolution is philosophical, not scientific.